USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's better and much more effective than the previous wall.
President Trump inspected a portion of the new wall on Friday. He toured a two-mile section near Calexico, California. A plaque proudly decrees that this is the first section of President Trump's border wall. During a discussion with border officials, he was told border agents can't handle the recent flood of migrants coming through Mexico from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. In El Paso, Texas, some congresswomen visited a border detention facility. California Congresswoman Lauren Underwood.
It's heartbreaking. I have never experienced anything like we saw today on U.S. soil. And I will take back to Washington a commitment to ensuring that we do everything in our power so this never happens again.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to halt the deportation of some 1,000 Iraqi nationals. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security and ICE, the members of Congress say the Iraqis, who include religious and ethnic minorities, would face what they term grave danger in Iraq. The letter urges the administration to use its authority to defer deporting the group and instead consider each case for humanitarian waivers. According to the members, the group includes many Christians who face active persecution in Iraq. There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the rock-and-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The man accused of pretending to be a missing boy is in federal custody, and his brother says he's stumped over why it happened. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
DNA tests have confirmed a young man wandering the streets in Kentucky is not Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared at the time his mother committed suicide in 2011. Jonathan Rainey, brother of Brian Rainey, the person who falsely claimed to be Timothy Pitson, was left clueless by the entire situation.
Honestly, I do not know. I do not know why he would do anything like this.
He says his brother has Asperger's syndrome and bipolar disorder, but should have the rational thinking of not doing something like this.
A national organization says raising speed limits over the past 25 years have contributed to the deaths of 37,000 Americans. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, David Harkey, says reasonable speed limits play a crucial role in reducing traffic fatalities, and maximum speed limits, he says, have been rising since the mid-1990s. Proponents of raising the speed limits often argue such increases simply bring the law in line with reality, since most drivers exceed the limit anyway. Once the limit is raised, though, drivers seem to go even faster. Later this month, the Institute, along with members of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, are planning a forum on the speed problem and ways to address it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.